ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ಸಾಧು ವೇದಿತುಂ ತವೇಹಿತಂ ಕೋ ಅರ್ಹತಿ ಸಾಧು ವೇದಿತುಂ ತವೇಹಿತಂ ಕೋ ಅರ್ಹತಿ ಸಾಧು ವೇದಿತುಂ ತವೇಹಿತಂ ಕೋ ಅರ್ಹತಿ ಸಾಧು ವೇದಿತುಂ ಸಮಾಯಯೇದಂ ಸೃಜತೋ ನಿಯಚ್ಛತಃ ಸ್ವಮಾಯಯೇದಂ ಸೃಜತೋ ನಿಯಚ್ಛತಃ ಸ್ವಮಾಯಯೇದಂ ಸೃಜತೋ ನಿಯಚ್ಛತಃ ಮಾಯಯೇದಂ ಸ್ವಮಾಯಯೇದಂ ಸೃಜತೋ ನಿಯಚ್ಛತಃ ಸ್ವಮಾಯಯೇದಂ ನಿಯಚ್ಛತಃ ಯದ್ವಿದ್ಯಮಾನ ಆತ್ಮತ್ ಅವಭಾಸತೆ ವಿದ್ಯಮಾನಾತ್ಮತವ ಅವಭಾಸತೆ ಯದ ವಿದ್ಯಮಾನ ಆತ್ಮತ್ಯ ಅವಭಾಸತೆ ಯದ ವಿದ್ಯಮಾನ ಆತ್ಮತ್ಯ ಅವಭಾಸತೆ ಯದ ವಿದ್ಯಮಾನ ಆತ್ಮತ್ಯ ಅವಭಾಸತೆ ವಿದ್ಯಮಾನ ಆತ್ಮತ್ಯ ಅವಭಾಸತೆ ತಸ್ಮೈ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸ್ವವಿಲಕ್ಷಣಾತ್ಮನೆ ತಸ್ಮೈ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸ್ವವಿಲಕ್ಷಣಾತ್ಮನೆ ತಸ್ಮೈ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸ್ವವಿಲಕ್ಷಣಾತ್ಮನೆ ತಸ್ಮೈ ತೇ ಸ್ವವಿಲಕ್ಷಣಾತ್ಮನೆ ತಸ್ಮೈ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸ್ವವಿಲಕ್ಷಣಾತ್ಮನೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸ್ವವಿಲಕ್ಷಣಾತ್ಮನೆ ತವೇ ಹಿತಂ ಕೋ ಅರ್ಹತಿ ಸಾಧು ವೇದಿತುಂ ಹಿತಂ ಕೋ ಅರ್ಹತಿ ಸಾಧು ವೇದಿತುಂ ಸ್ವಮಾಯಯೇದಂ ಸೃಜತೋ ನಿಯಚ್ಛತಃ ಯಯೇದಂ ಸೃಜತೋ ನಿಯಚ್ಛತಃ ಯದ ವಿದ್ಯಮಾನ ಆತ್ಮತ್ಯ ಅವಭಾಸತೆ ಯದ ವಿದ್ಯಮಾನ ಆತ್ಮತ್ಯ ಅವಭಾಸತೆ ತಸ್ಮೈ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸ್ವವಿಲಕ್ಷಣಾತ್ಮನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸ್ವವಿಲಕ್ಷಣಾತ್ಮನೇ ತವೇ ಹಿತಂ ಕೋ ಅರ್ಹತಿ ಸಾಧು ವೇದಿತುಂ ಸ್ವಮಾಯಯೇದಂ ಸೃಜತೋ ನಿಯಚ್ಛತಃ ಸವಿದ್ಯಮಾನ ಆತ್ಮತ್ಯ ಅವಭಾಸತೆ ತಸ್ಮೈ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸ್ವವಿಲಕ್ಷಣಾತ್ಮನೆ ತವೇಹಿತಂ ಕೋ ಅರ್ಹತಿ ಸಾಧು ವೇದಿತುಂ ಸ್ವಮಾಯಯೇದಂ ಸೃಜತೋ ನಿಯಚ್ಛತಃ ಯದ ವಿದ್ಯಮಾನ ಆತ್ಮತ್ಯ ಅವಭಾಸತೆ ತಸ್ಮೈ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸ್ವವಿಲಕ್ಷಣಾತ್ಮನೆ ಮಾತಾಜಿ ವಟ್ ಟು ವಟ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ತವ ಯೋರ್ ಇಹಿತಂ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಕಹ ಹೂ ಅರ್ಹತಿ ಇಸ್ ಎಬಲ್ ಸಾಧು ಪ್ರೊಪರ್ಲಿ ವೇದಿತುಂ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಸ್ವ ಬೈ ಯೋರ್ ಓನ್ ಮಾಯಾ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ ಇದಂ ದಿಸ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಸೃಜತಃ ಹೂ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ಸ್ ನಿಯಚ್ಛತಃ and withdraws yat which vidyamana to exist atmatya by relation to you the super soul by relation to you the super soul avabhasate appears tasmai to him namah obeisances te to you swa by your own nature vilakshanaatmane Inconceivable. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Who can properly understand your purpose? With your material energy, you expand and also withdraw this creation, which thus appears to have substantial existence, obeisances to you, whose transcendental position is inconceivable. Purport. Srila Prabhupada explains Narada's realizations as follows. My dear Lord, by your inconceivable potencies, you create this cosmic manifestation, maintain it, and again dissolve it. It is by dint of your inconceivable potency only that this material world, although a shadow representation of the spiritual world, appears to be factual. No one can understand what you plan to do in the future. Your transcendental position is always inconceivable to everyone. As far as I am concerned, I can simply offer my respectful obeisances unto you again and again. The word Svavilakshanatmane also indicates that Lord Krishna has his unique nature and characteristics. No one can equal to God or greater than God. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपम् सागरजाताम् सहगना रघुनाथान्वितम् तम् सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् परिजना सहितम् कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च. नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे. हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे. हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे. हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा. सो आई वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू इन टुडेज भागवतम क्लास. We are in a very, very interesting section of Srimad Bhagavatam. We had heard the importance of Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna gives instructions. And here, in these two chapters, Krishna is actually showing by his own example what is expected to be done in human form of life. He is just exactly taking the role as a simple, normal human being. So these two chapters are very, very important. So we will try to discuss something of these two chapters, and we will also try to see, according to our time, we will also discuss this particular verse. So these two chapters, chapter number 69 and 70, starts with a very wonderful personality, Narad Muni. As Narad Muni hears that Lord Krishna has married 16,000 queens, princes, in his single form, he is astonished. And he is inquisitive to know how Krishna is managing his household affairs. How is he taking care of 16,000 queens and making them and keeping them happy? So this is the astonishment of Narada Muni, which brings the chapter number 69, where Narada Muni goes to visit Dwarka and personally see what Krishna is doing with different queens. And chapter number 70 shows what are the different daily activities of Krishna. So this is the first principle which we will try to understand or discuss little bit. The principle of being amazed or being astonished. This principle is very much applicable in all spheres of life. We see many times some event or some person, some extraordinary activity, and we become immediately amazed. In a sports world today, if someone performs very nicely, in movie world, if some actor does something wonderful, or in our contemporary circle, if someone really intellectually does something wonderful, immediately that person attracts the attention of all of us. And that attention automatically leads us to discuss about that person more and more, more and more. And we come together and discuss about that event, discuss about that person, discuss about that particular extraordinary activity. And that leads to further attachment with that person. And that's why we see so many superheroes which are worshipped in today's world. And what is the phenomenon? This one principle of getting amazed by one extraordinary activity. If someone plays very nicely, consistently, people get amazed. And then they are again and again in different circles, they discuss the glories of that person. And then they make that person as their worshipable heroes. My dear friends, and that is what the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is. Here, Shukdev Goswami is narrating the superhero Krishna. The amazing activities of Lord Krishna. And if those activities are discussed, automatically we will start getting more and more attached to Krishna, as like in normal circle, people get attached to different superheroes. So the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is to somehow attract us towards Krishna, to make us attached to Krishna. And that's why this particular scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, is not like any other Puran. Other Puranas, they deal with many different subject matters, and so does Srimad Bhagavatam. But the difference is, other scriptures, they are having other motives. But Srimad Bhagavatam has only one motive, and that is glorification of Krishna. Such glorification that will automatically make a person amazed how wonderful Krishna is. And having heard the amazement of Krishna, what will be the result? The result will be that we will become more fascinated to hear about Krishna. And the more we will be fascinated to hear about Krishna, the more our attraction to Krishna will increase. And that is what the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam class is. Srila Prabhupada instituted Srimad Bhagavatam class every day in a temple so that we could discuss each and every verse in more detail. How a person starts developing more and more appreciation for a sports star? When he sees that particular person playing from different angles, they again and again saw it from different lights, different replay, from different angles, and automatically the appreciation for that particular person increases. Similarly, the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam class is to see different slokas from different angles. And so that, what will happen? Our appreciation for each and every activity of the Lord will increase. So Srimad Bhagavatam has manifested in this world just to attract us to Himself, that is Krishna. And we are fortunate to able to come and discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. Now in this world, whoever we see having some kind of a splendor or some kind of wonderful extraordinary qualities, that extraordinary quality immediately attracts us. But who is the source of that extraordinary quality? Krishna proclaims that He is the source of all this splendor. Whatever some person attracts due to his wonderful intelligence, his wonderful beauty, or his wonderful skills is nothing but a spark of the splendor of the Lord. So whoever is attracting us in this world, in this material world, we should know that attraction is basically due to Krishna. It is nothing but as long as that vibhuti is given to that particular person, we are getting attracted to that person. And as Krishna just takes that vibhuti from that person's all wonderful qualities are just no longer there and he is no longer attractive. So that's why we need to see where we are attracted. Are we attracted to the so-called Krishna's manifestation of opulence in material world, or are we getting attracted to Krishna's manifestation in his own personal self, Krishna's wonderful manifestation of his own qualities? That is our choice. What will happen if we will get attracted to Krishna's wonderful manifestation in different people? After some time, those people who are having those wonderful manifestations, they will not be able to continue to keep those qualities, because as Krishna will take away those qualities from them, we will become disheartened to see the same person whom we worshipped, the same person we adored, the same person which we were, you know, having so much attraction to, that person is no longer having even a little bit of that particular quality. The person who was having such wonderful, extraordinary activity, he is no longer the same. And what will happen? We will become disheartened. But the same affection or same attraction, if we try to put at the wonderful qualities of the Supreme Lord, we will never become disheartened. Rather, our affection for the Lord will increase. Our happiness in our heart will increase more and more. As we say, Anandam Budhivardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Aswadanam. So that's our choice. Ultimately it is Krishna's splendor. Ultimately it is Krishna's opulence. But now choice is whether we want to get attracted by Krishna's manifestation of these qualities which he is presenting himself, or we want to get attracted by those wonderful qualities being manifested in some person who is just temporarily showing those qualities. And to whom we will be attracted to, automatically it will give us different kind of results. So that's what Srimad Bhagavatam is trying to attract us to, none other than the Supreme Lord Krishna. Here in Srimad Bhagavatam, all different pastimes, all different stories are nothing but trying to bring us closer and closer to Krishna's wonderful qualities, so that we can appreciate how the Lord is so very eager to amaze us. And as we see, we will become more and more attracted by wonderful qualities of the Lord. Automatically we will discuss about those qualities. And as we will discuss about those qualities, we will contemplate on those qualities, automatically we will become more and more attached to the Lord. This is the simple mechanism. Whatever we are astonished to, we automatically become eager to hear about. And the more we hear, the more we discuss about. And more we discuss about that, the more we contemplate on that, automatically what happens? We become attached to it. And that is what Srimad Bhagavatam is trying to give us. That let's discuss about Krishna. Let's contemplate about Krishna's wonderful qualities. Let's make our life sublime by becoming attached to Krishna. So this is the first thing which we tried to discuss, that getting amazed by Krishna's qualities. Now, as Narad Muni goes to different palaces, he sees Krishna wonderfully doing daily activities as a simple, normal human being. He is just ensuring how his family members are properly taken care of. He is giving quality time to his wife. How he is ensuring that yes, the spiritual activities are being taken care properly. Every day early in the morning he wakes up and performs his daily morning activities. And then he ensures that how his Kshatriya duties are also taken care properly. And that's why he goes to his court and takes care of his Kshatriya duty. And in fact, he also takes care of his personal enjoyment. Everything. So this gives us a very important lesson in our own lives to be applied to. And that is the lesson of integration of all the duties. It is not the isolated activity of just doing one thing or another thing, or just some spiritual activity or some other duties. Rather, the integration of all the duties combined together. One duty affects the other duty. Other duty affects the another duty. And in this way, every duty is important. Krishna is himself representing through his own example. Just think, what will happen if someone is not careful about taking care of his family? What will happen? Once he will go to his job, he will be thinking about his family. And if he is not taking care of his job properly, he is coming to his home and he is bringing the office to his home. Similarly, about a spiritual activity, if someone is not very diligent in performing his material duties, when he will be doing his spiritual activity, he will be concerned about his material duties. And when he is doing his material duties, he will be concerned about his spiritual duties. So in this way, he will not be able to do anything nicely. So Krishna is presenting through his own daily activity the importance of integration, importance of understanding that every individual duties are connected to each other duties. And taking care of one duty will help in other duties. So if someone takes care of his economic life nicely, someone takes care of his family life nicely, then automatically he will be having some peaceful time to perform his Krishna consciousness or bhakti. And once he is able to do Krishna consciousness nicely, he will be able to take care of other duties also nicely. So it's the integration of all activities, balancing of all different material duties nicely. That is what Krishna is teaching through his own example. For Krishna, there is no duty. He is beyond all these duties, but still he is presenting this example for all of us to very nicely perform our duties in this material world. So this is the second thing which we wanted to discuss. Now, as Narad Muni enters the court, there was a very important discussion which was taking place. And the discussion was, 20,000 kings had sent their representative, a doot, and that doot had come to express to Krishna that all these 20,000 kings are eager to surrender their lives. Now, for a Kshatriya, to give shelter is one of the most prominent duties. If someone has come to a Kshatriya to take shelter, that Kshatriya will ensure in whatever situation that shelter must be given. He cannot say no if that Kshatriya is really following the Kshatriya principles nicely. This is one of the most important principles for a Kshatriya. So here, 20,000 kings have sent their dut to go to Krishna and present himself that we want to take shelter of Krishna. And here the dut has presented his words that all these kings want to take shelter of you. Just see what a critical moment it is. All the 20,000 kings, they have expressed through the dut that we want to take shelter. And immediately at that moment, Narad Muni appears. And as soon as Narad Muni appears in the scene, what does Krishna do? He just keeps this activity or this one most important duty to respond to the dut little bit separate and immediately welcomes Narad Muni, telling the importance, expounding the importance of how to treat a great saint. As soon as a great saint comes, what is the most important priority? And Krishna welcomes Narad Muni and asks him about the welfare and asks him what is the situation of Pandavas. So here we see the third lesson or third principle. Unless and until we are sheltered, we cannot give shelter to others. Here, this 20,000 kings want to get shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. But Krishna is himself setting an example that how it is important for us to get sheltered in religious principles. And unless and until we are not sheltered in religious principles, we cannot give shelter. Unless and until we are not having an umbrella, where can we take care of someone who wants to get protected from rain? So here, Lord Krishna, through his own example, he is teaching the importance of receiving shelter. Once we receive shelter, then only we can share shelter. And that's why in our Krishna consciousness life also, we are told to share Krishna consciousness to many people, whoever come in close contact with us. However, these three things goes hand in hand. Name Ruchi, Vaisnav Seva and Jeevadaya. Jeevadaya is the aspect of giving shelter. But how can we give shelter to someone if we are not taking shelter? So Name Ruchi and Vaisnav Seva are the mode by which we get sheltered. So when we get sheltered by Name Ruchi and Vaisnav Seva, then we can do some Jeevadaya. And this particular principle is very, very important, because without getting sheltered, if we try to give shelter to someone, it is not that we are giving them shelter to Krishna. We are basically giving them shelter of our false pride. What we can give which we don't have? So this is a very, very beautiful example which Krishna is showing through this one particular act of giving priority at this particular moment, letting this dut wait for some time, and he welcomes Narad Muni, he worships Narad Muni and asks for his well-being, and then he steps further how to resolve the situation of this 20,000 kings. And now we are going to discuss the today's verse, which tells who can understand Krishna. The translation is, who can properly understand your purpose? With your material energy, you expand and also withdraw this creation, which thus appears to have substantial existence, obeisances to you whose transcendental position is inconceivable. So who can understand the purpose of the Lord? So now we will try to discuss this little bit. To understand anything, there are different layers. The first or the topmost layer is what? What is that activity which is happening? That is topmost layer. And it is easily visible sometimes that, okay, for example, someone enters here, he will see what is happening. Okay, some class is happening. So that is what? More deeper than this particular question is how it is happening. So, okay, we will try to understand how it is happening. Some person will come here, will say, okay, some person is sitting on some elevated seat and he is presenting something, and many people are there in the assembly and they are listening. And there is a board nearby in which some verse is written and that verse is being explained. So this is how it is happening. How it is happening is little more difficult than what it is happening. The whole scientific phenomenon, the whole scientific discoveries, the whole scientific thrust is to find out how things are happening. Just for example, someone does a robbery. Immediately people come to know, okay, some robbery has happened. What has happened? Some robbery has happened somewhere. But then how it has happened? It takes so much investigation to find out how it has happened. So many police and so many, you know, investigating agencies, they go and try to find out how this thing has happened. What to tell about who has done it? It is much more difficult to find out who has done. In fact, science just comes close to, okay, it has happened by material nature, it has happened by natural selection, it has happened by chance theory. But our Shastra goes much more deeper. It says immediate cause and then remote cause. The soul, the prakriti, the material nature and the super soul, all three are the doers. So this is who is doing. And the most final, the deepest, why it is happening, which is impossible for the science to find out. Why this material world is there? What is the purpose of this material world? Why it is acting? It is not possible for science to comprehend, because science is just has delimited their scope to understand all the realities through empirical means. And there is many things which are beyond the empirical means. So why it is happening? What is the purpose of this? This is very, very confidential. It is not possible to understand it so easily. What it is happening, what is happening is easy to understand. How it is happening is more difficult to understand, but still can be understood. Who is doing is much more difficult. Even partially it can be understood. But how it is happening, why it is happening, it is literally impossible to understand unless and until we get the glimpse of Shastra. So how can we understand the purpose behind why the Lord is doing something? Why the Lord is doing something, how can we understand so easily? When we cannot understand something of this material world, why it is taking place, how can we understand why the Lord is doing? Just for taking the example further of the robbery, who has done the robbery is very difficult to find out. But then to find out why he has done is much more difficult. What was the motive behind that person that he did the robbery is very, very difficult to find out. And if we try to find from that person that, okay, let us try to understand why he has done, then these are the four defects, and due to which there is a possibility that we will commit mistakes. And in fact, it is the mistake of that particular person who commits the robbery because of which we are able to catch also that person. And we are able to find out that person that, okay, he is the person who has done because of mistake committed. So how can we understand the purpose of the Lord who is beyond these four mistakes or four defects? He is beyond the four defects. Where is the question? We can understand his purpose. So this is the first reason how we cannot understand the purpose of the Lord. Because we are having the four defects and the Lord is not having the four defects, due to which we can find out the purpose. The second reason why we cannot understand the purpose of the Lord is, Einstein says, unless and until we go one step ahead of the problem, we cannot solve that problem. It means the intelligence level need to go one step further to solve the current level of problem. So now let's try to understand this particular problem which we have. The problem which we have is to understand about the purpose of the Lord. Now, to understand the purpose of the Lord, we need to go one step ahead of the intelligence of the Lord. Then we can understand the purpose of the Lord. But by the definition of the Lord, Lord is the source of everyone. He is the final source. No one is beyond Him. So where is the question that anyone can understand, anyone can go beyond the Lord to understand the purpose of the Lord? So that's why it is impossible to understand the Lord by one's own means. The third reason why we cannot understand the Lord is how a part can understand the full. Just like an elephant is there, an elephant is having different limbs. Now, just by touching the tail, can we understand the whole elephant? Even if we try to understand the whole elephant, can we understand the purpose of the elephant? Not at all. So by just touching one part, through one part, we cannot understand the whole. Unless and until someone who is seeing the whole comes and tells us about the whole. Even if he comes and tells about that whole, we cannot understand the purpose of that whole. So this is the third reason how we cannot understand the purpose of the Lord. The fourth reason why we cannot understand the purpose of the Lord is we are having the material mind. The material mind means we can just take care of the aspects from material perspective. The material mind which cannot understand the soul properly, which cannot comprehend the soul, which is one finite, 1/10,000 of the tip of hair, one infinitesimal spiritual being. If the material mind cannot comprehend the soul, where is the question that material mind will be able to comprehend the supreme soul? It's impossible. And that's why to understand about the purpose of the Lord, as this verse says, it is not possible. It's not possible by our own material mind, by our own endeavor. And that's why this particular pastime of Damodar Leela is so very significant. If we try to understand Damodar Leela from this perspective, our intelligence is like that rope. And trying to understand the purpose of Krishna is like trying to bind the Lord through our intelligence. How it is possible? How it is possible that we can bind the Lord by our intelligence, or we can understand the purpose of the Lord? But through Damodar pastime, it is being explained to us that how it is possible. It is possible by Lord's grace. It's possible if Lord wants to reveal it to someone. Yashoda Mai, due to his devotional service, due to his bhakti, she conquered Krishna. And since she conquered Krishna, Krishna revealed and Krishna allowed himself to be bound. Similarly, by our own endeavor, by our own means, we cannot understand the purpose of the Lord. But if the Lord allows us, seeing our devotional service or pure devotional service, then only we can understand the Lord. And that also to whatever extent He is allowing us to understand. We cannot understand the Lord completely. So that's why the Lord which cannot be understood can be understood by the dint of devotional service. And we are privileged that we have been blessed to understand the process of devotional service by which we can understand the purpose of the Lord. We can understand the Lord. We can understand this creation to whatever extent Lord wants to reveal it to all of us. So in today's class, we discussed these four principles. The first principle which we discussed was how astonishment or getting amazed creates interest, and that interest creates inquisitiveness to hear about that person more and more, and that hearing more and more about that person starts creating some kind of attachment to that person. So astonishment creates attachment in due course of time. Astonishment creates interest. Interest creates eagerness to hear about him more and more. Ultimately creates attachment. This is the first thing which we discussed. The second thing which we discussed was the aspect of how our daily activities, each and every activity is important. It is not just a spiritual activity is important. It is not just material activity is important. It is the whole comprehensive seeing in integration the effect of one activity on another activity, and importance of understanding that all activities are important, which Krishna is showing by his own example. How if our a spiritual life is nicely taken care, we will be able to take care of material duties nicely. If we will take care of the material duties nicely, it will help and facilitate in taking care of our spiritual duties nicely. This is the second aspect which we discussed. The third aspect which we discussed was how we cannot give shelter unless and until we are sheltered. And we discussed that how Name Ruchi and Vaisno Seva is the means by which we get sheltered. We get blessings, we get empowerment, and that empowerment and blessings which we have received, we share it to others. So shelter can be only given once we are properly sheltered. So this is the third thing which we discussed. And fourth thing which we discussed was that how we cannot understand the Lord because it is very difficult to understand the why. We can discuss, we can understand what. We can understand to certain extent how that thing is happening. We can understand to certain more, you know, difficult way who is doing that. But to understand why it is happening is very, very difficult. And to understand why the purpose of the Lord is most difficult to understand. And we saw that how it is possible that we can understand the Lord by taking shelter of the Lord through the process of devotional service. And once the Lord allows ourselves, just like Lord is allowing Mother Yasoda to bind him, similarly Krishna can also allow us to whatever extent he can make us to understand him. So here we will end today's class. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.